state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Tara?
Hello, this is Mitch.
Oh, hi, Mitch. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Mitch, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there, using the keywords in your area. So
gotcha.
What that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google before, but have you done a search recently for roof inspection services in the area by any chance?
Not in a while. I think the last time I did it, I was like number 3 or 4.
Okay. Well, you know, when you do that search, there's the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that geographic area. So right now in your area, they see Roughing Roofing, English Roofing, Urgent Care Roofing, Arc Roofing, Styles Roofing. Are you familiar with those guys by any chance?
I am.
Okay. So, and they're the locals there too. They're just a few that are benefiting from being listed there now. And that's where we would be listing Greenlight, is right there alongside them. So now you'll be a local option when people search from there as well. Now,
sure,
the
my difference is that I don't perform any roofing repairs or construction. I am strictly
inspections. Right. Yeah, I'm aware of that. And that's, I had done the search for roofing inspection, but those are the guys who are taking up space there now. So perhaps they do all types
those
of roofing and those are the options that the consumer has, you know, at this point. But when we list you there, they'll have a clearer option for roof inspection if they want somebody who specializes in that. And what would happen is if we were to program you in to appear there, they block out a space for you so you'll never share or rotate. Every single time that search is performed in your area, you'll be there to catch them. Does that make sense so far?
Okay. Yeah, what's the cost for me?
Yes, I can pull that up for you now. So the cost will depend on a couple of things. How long have you been in business as Greenlight Independent Roof Inspection?
I officially got my LLC just about a week ago, but the company itself, just under my name, has been operating for a year. I've been building it, you could say.
Oh, okay. So 1 year, and then you got the LLC in last week?
Correct.
Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
I'm the only one that maintains the equipment and the certification, so for now it's just me.
Okay, and then the area. So I know that Greenville is home base, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Oh, I'll go anywhere typically within 80 to 100 miles.
80 to 100, okay. So anywhere within 80 to 100,
definitely
you're pretty open.
Very much.
Okay, wonderful. Well, for that position, that first page position that we have available there today, it's month-to-month pricing. And the good news is if you're a year and under, you can qualify for the promotion that they're running right now. It's called a new in business rate, and it's just a reduced rate that they have for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing Amy. She's my regional manager for the area to apply the rate reduction for me. I'll get you that pricing right now. And so, Mitch, I think what I'm hearing from you is, being that we have the area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah, I'm certainly interested. I know there's more to it. Like, my website has a lot of buzzwords and questions and answers and things like that that would when Google scans it, it's going to be a lot more acceptable for the algorithms to put it on a closer page to front than if it was just a blank website. So we built the website out with that in mind, so it does have the correct verbiage that it needs to be seen by Google a little bit better, but I think that this would be kind of the 1-2 punch that would really help.
Okay. And just to clarify, so with this, in order to help with that, this is called off-site SEO, so we don't go in and tinker with the website or anything like that. In fact, for these...
Oh, that's fine. I wouldn't want you to.
Okay. And for the local listings, the website, you don't even need to have one listed there in order to get to that position, because it's the position that we operate, not the website. But I do like what I hear about what you said about the site. So yes, let me grab Amy. We'll get to that pricing. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there.
I do have a question.
Oh, yes.
When
I come up
on this list, then?
Hi there. Hey there, Mitch. Sorry. I'm sorry. Did I come in the middle of a question?
Just one question. I'll be quick.